time to talk about business in the North Bay with Brad Bollinger. He is the publisher of the North Bay Business Journal. Good morning.
Good morning, Michelle. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you. So the big news on the Business Journal website is about the sale of some Roanoke Park apartment complexes to an investor based in New York?
Yep. I mean, the apartment market, both for construction and sales, is extremely hot right now. So I think you're going to see more projects and you're going to see more sales like that as people, you know, seize a peak in the market and decide to take it and go somewhere else.
I'm kind of confused by this headline, Brad. 94 Napa Valley restaurants recognized for featuring local wines on their wine list. Yeah. Should Napa Valley restaurants have Napa Valley wines on their wine list?
Well, yes, I would agree 100%. But, you know, if you don't get recognized for doing the right thing, sometimes they don't happen. You know, so I think, there are a lot of choices out there. You know, wines from all around the world that you could put on your wine list. But, you know, we ought to be, especially now still, we're several months out from the fires, but still now we should be supporting our local companies.
Now, there's an article about Sonoma Pharmaceuticals, which is based in Petaluma, and a development that they've made with a gel. Can you tell us about this?
Yeah, this is part of our vital biotech industry. This is another company that's got another product. Their wounds sometimes don't heal very well with certain illnesses, particularly that need to be taken care of in a new way. So this is a new product. It's got FDA approval, and hope it'll be there if you need it.
Yeah, this kind of thing can be useful for burn victims, but also in terms of diabetes as well.
Diabetes is a really, really big one.
Yeah,
and we need new products to help people.
Hmm. You know, 6 month anniversary of the fires, as you know, Brad, and we have a story a day about how the fires have impacted some sort of part of our economy. But you guys have a really interesting article about the smoke in the air maybe making its way into wine.
Well, you know, this happened several years ago. We had the big fires in Lake and Mendocino County, and it did, impact that particular vintage. But, you know, these winemakers, they can turn this to their advantage, right? So, again, it wasn't, you know, the vineyards actually helped stop some of the fires. I've seen pictures of the fire just stopping right at the line of a vineyard because they were, at that particular point, they were dormant, and so there's just no fuel for the fires. So, you know, when you get lemons make some lemonade. So let's see how people do.
It will be fascinating.
Yeah.
There's also a story on the NorthBayBusinessJournal.com site about a seizure of a large number of homes, over 100 Northern California homes.
Yeah, that was kind of scary, wasn't it?
Yeah, for growing pot. Now, this is not necessarily growing pot for use at places like dispensaries and things here, but this was connections to a crime organization?
Right, this is actually a Chinese crime organization. And, you know, I mean, there are a lot of homes that are, you know, that haven't been seized. They've got 100, but I suspect there are hundreds more where that's really what they're used for. And, it sounds trite, but those homes should be in the market for people to live in, not to be a commercial growing operation. So, to think that these kinds of things are going on around you is a little frightening. And that's why tomorrow's a meeting with the Board of Supervisors on cultivation and where they're going to allow it is so important that they make the right decision to balance, the needs of this industry, which are real, and the desires of homeowners and people who live here to have a safe and, clean environment.
And then finally, I wanted to touch on a couple of events that the Business Journal has.
Yep.
You've got the nominations for Best Places to Work in the North Bay. When's the deadline to get those in?
Thanks for bringing that up. We're in the nomination period, so it'll run for another few weeks. You know, if you think you're, anybody can nominate their company. If you think you're a best place to work, by all means, nominate. And then after that, there's a employee survey period where employees take a fairly brief but very telling survey about what makes their business a great place to work or organization. And then there's the selection process and an event in September. So this designation has really become a tool for companies to recruit, retain, and boost employee morale. Plus, I think, you know, it's good because it encourages companies to make their places, make their workplaces, you know, good places for their employees.
Right. And there's also then the celebration for 40 Under 40 Awards. And that's very exciting because one of the people being recognized actually has a show here. George Adair from Bay Equity Home Loans is on our station.
Yeah, absolutely. So this, you know, we received almost 200 nominations this year for this designation. We're in, I think, somewhere around our seventh or eighth year of doing this. And people told me at the beginning, you won't find 40 under 40. And I said, well, I can count the family names, you know, the Sebastianis, mm-hmm. the Gacios, you know, et cetera, Gallos, whatever. So it has just really become, it's a very joyous event. It's on April 20th, and it's just a recognition event, time to come and have a little fun. And, you know, again, like I say, the number of nominees is very difficult to choose 40 people out of almost 200 nominees, but they're great people. They show that the future is bright and that we have, you know, a good, you know, a lot of good people coming up in our business world.
Yeah, and from all sectors of business, it's very nice to see that.
Right. And nonprofits as well.
Right.
You know? So nonprofits, at the end of the day, are a business. You have, you know, HR. You've got, you know, all the things that go into running an organization. So, it's going to be a good time on April 20th.
All right. Looks nice. Thanks so much for talking with us, and we'll check back again next week.
Thanks for having me. Have a good week.
You too. Brad Bollinger is the publisher of the North Bay Business Journal.